This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. We continue to look at the damage done by Milton and 2 weeks ago, Hurricane Helene. And one of the residual effects are the animals that go with their owners who love them so much and in some cases have been separated. So we found out that humane societies in Pennsylvania, for instance, are waiving adoption fees and seeking donation as they accept animals from the shelters of the storm. And joining us is Sarah Smith. Sarah is with the Humane Society of the Harrisburg area in the central part of our state. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
So what have you heard in terms of people in need of trying to find places for their pets, and how does this work?
Sure. You know, whenever disaster strikes, and, you know, this is something that our organization, along with our affiliate, Brandywine Valley SPCA, a little bit further east, it's something that we help with from when disaster strikes. And there's kind of a trickle-down effect that our local shelters and shelters across the country can help by pulling animals that were already in shelters, that were already adoptable, that were already looking for second homes, out of those shelters in that, you know, impacted area, that disaster area, to make room for those shelters, you know, in Florida, you know, in the areas that were hard hit.
Oh, we lost Sarah's connection here. We'll get her right back. In the meantime, Maine Society of the central part of the state, they're waiving all those fees through October 16th to make room for the animals that are continuing. And now with Milton being evacuated from, in this case, Florida, but Sarah mentioned the other states that are involved. So
now would be a good time to adopt a pet.
Right.
There'll be a lot of pets to pick from, and with them waiving adoption fees.
Yeah, if you were thinking about it, I guess, and maybe is there an interim, you know how sometimes you can take care of a pet for a period of time?
Like a foster home.
Yeah, exactly. Let's ask Sarah about that. Sarah, welcome back. Sorry we lost you there.
I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It happens all the time.
Right.
Back to our conversation, Paul and I were wondering, our anchorman, is there a, if people can't adopt a pet, so obviously if you've been thinking about it, this is a good time to do that to make room, correct?
Sure, yes.
And if not, is there like a foster program where people can keep pets that would help for a while?
Sure. You know, I think that, back to what I was just trying to say really quickly and get that out of the way, you know, to be able to move those shelter animals out of that area and find them new homes so that those shelters that are in that disaster zone can focus on those animals that were separated from their families during the storm, those pet families that need extra support like free pet food or care or things like that. Those are the things that those shelters need to be focused on now. So that's why across the country, you know, organizations like ours can step up to take those animals that were already in those shelters that were already adoptable and help them find homes and make that space for those local shelters. You know, across the Humane Society of Harrisburg area and all of the affiliate shelters out in eastern Pennsylvania and Delaware at Brandywine Valley, we're waiving adoption fees for our large adult dogs and adult cats to try to make space so that, you know, as we work with our partners in the impacted areas to take out more animals, we have that room. And if you don't have room to adopt, I mean, now's a great time to adopt because shelters across the country are full and they need our help. And this is saving lives. And it really does help. If you have temporary space in your home, there are plenty of kittens and puppies that are brand new and need that space. There are senior animals that need that space out of the shelter. I'm sure that there are plenty of organizations near you where you live to be able to help out in that way too. To your point, when disaster strikes, a lot of the shelters in those areas reach out to fosters. I mean, there was shelters in the Florida area that were, you know, right in the path that did a big foster pool and got a lot of those animals out of their shelters into fosters during the storm. And so now, you know, it's about figuring out where they go next.
Sarah, I was curious to know, this bringing these pets up from Florida shelters can't be inexpensive at all, right? Are you looking for some input from some donations as well?
Of course. You know, I think that, you know, we're waiving adoption fees. That is, you know, a cost to our organization. And then also working with partners to be able to drive or fly animals out of the disaster zone. I mean, there's a large cost that comes in with moving those animals out and then caring for them and making sure that they can get into homes. You can make a donation to the Humane Society of Harrisburg area, Brandywine Valley SPCA, and I'll be a good steward and say to any of your local organizations that you feel comfortable supporting, we're sure that they're all helping in this way too.
Well, appreciate your time and effort, and thanks. You have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Smith with the Humane Society.